This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some state lawmakers want to give local governments the power to control rent. A Democratic proposal would overturn the state's four-decades-long ban on rent control. State Representative Jennifer Bacon says lawmakers are focused on a range of strategies to make housing affordable.
This legislature is also committed to talking about renters, talking about the relationship to landlords, to be able to protect folks and their income goes far beyond the conversation about supply.
The rent control bill may face opposition from Governor Jared Polis. Toddlers whose moms were exposed to higher levels of air pollution tend to score lower on measures of cognition. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on research from CU Boulder.
Researchers followed healthy Latino mother-child pairs. They used EPA data to measure pregnant mothers' exposure to pollution from traffic, industry, wildfire smoke, and other sources. At age two, children who'd had greater prenatal exposure to airborne pollutants scored lower on cognitive, motor, and language tests. Researchers say exposure to dirty air during critical windows of development can have potentially lasting impacts on children's health. They recommend pregnant people, especially in the second and third trimester, avoid exercising outdoors on high pollution days. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Supporters of an effort to remove the mayor of Pueblo and shift back to being governed by the city manager did not collect enough signatures to qualify for a county election in May. They may have to wait until summer. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
In 2019, Pueblo elected Nick Gradisar as the city's first mayor in more than a century, instead of being run by its city manager. Not everyone has been happy with that change, and those gathering signatures still have until March 1st to collect the required 3,768 signatures to hold a special election in the summer. Pueblo officials say that could cost up to $300,000 for that election. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Pueblo today, a chance for snow and highs in the 30s. Same for Metro Denver. That possibility for snow and temperatures staying chilly. This is CPR News.